Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. I can't believe it, but we're going to reach a high of 73 today. Currently, what? It is 34, clear skies in KCK.
Got this jacket on. Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Pizza Day?
Oh, you know I'm not a...
You're a one percenter in this,
Not a pizza guy at all, but... Shout out to those who celebrate, indulge, go and get you a couple slices, you know what I'm saying? Put some extra mozzarella on that.
Oh. Get you some provolone and do yourself well.
That's from Do the Right Thing, for those who know. Anyway, I wonder what a slice of pizza Mayor Lucas is going to be eating on. Maybe we'll find out coming up at about 7:38 with All Things KC.
Now, of course, we got to congratulate the Seattle Seahawks. I put a parlay in on BetMGM, and thanks to the chimps, my $10 was not flipped. But in TMG, we got to talk about the Super Bowl 60 highlights, including Coco Jones singing the Black National Anthem and online critics speculating Cardi B and Stefon Diggs' PR ship is over.
Oh, that's what y'all think it is?
That's what people allegedly are saying online. You know, with Cardi B, you got to throw in the word allegedly or you might get sued.
We are hustling and shining. It's going to be a great week. Started off right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
No matter how good an idea may be, it won't magically morph into reality. That's your job. Wouldn't it be great if this happened or that happened? Yes, perhaps it would be great, but it's not going to happen on its own. A good idea is a good start, but it's only a start. As compelling as it may be, it will require a lot of help to become real. Fortunately, because it's such a good idea, good people will likely be eager to assist in bringing it into life. So flesh out the idea with ample details, work on it yourself, and find others willing to join in the effort. A good idea can generate plenty of excitement. Make sure that excitement has all kinds of specific ways to be channeled into productive activity. It's great to have a good idea, and what's even better is going through the discipline process and actually making it happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 73. Yes, I can't wait for that. Currently, it is 32 fair skies at Hickman Mills. After releasing their new rom-com called Relationship Goals, Kelly Rowland speaks on how her and Method Man have actually gotten a little bit closer off screen.
I have enjoyed just getting to know Cliff. From admiring his work and listening to his work and then getting a chance to know him and then being like, oh my God, I love talking to him. And then him telling me about specific books or religion, like so many different things. I've enjoyed that part of really getting to know him. He's a wonderful human.
So many different what?
Say it again.
So many different what? I have to listen to that again off air.
Yeah, I mean, I know she talked about topics and religion, and that's what I heard. I don't know which part you might be talking about. I might have missed that part. But what I will say is I checked out the movie, With Kelly Rowland and Method Man. Really good movie. It was super PG. I thought I was going to see a little...
Count me out.
Like, and I mean, it was a good movie, but, you know, at the same time, when I thought about it, I said, I thought they was going to have a little scene or something. They had, like, a scene where she woke up and was, like, next to him, and that was it.
Hey!
And I thought to myself, you know what? We're so desensitized to seeing HBO shows and the extreme...
Weird.
Body, you know, all of that. And when we see something... Hey. That's PG. We'd be like, this it, but it was really a good movie.
You said this it?
Yeah, that's what I said to myself, but I said...
You wanted more, D?
Well, I thought it was a little bit more because he made a joke about something before, and I thought they had a scene together.
Hey.
In her last movie, she had a scene on Mia Culpa. That was a Tyler Perry movie. She had a full-on scene.
How you doing?
But my one question I wanted to ask before we go to the next topic is, could you be that husband that stands by his wife if she has to do a scene with somebody?
No. That,
what if you're there?
I didn't marry an actress.
I mean, what if she wants to dabble into that?
No.
Because people transform. She didn't marry a producer at first.
Naomi ain't
but,
doing that.
You know, now she got multi-talented.
We have an understanding. That ain't happening with the Brits.
I always wonder how that works with people because both of them are married.
Well, it seems like
they have a lot of chemistry.
We're not doing that. So.
That's fascinating to me.
Shout out to the couples that be getting through it. I'm sure that bag makes it easier.
Take you through there.
For sure. Now, T.I. officially calls out 50 Cent and who he wants in the verses.
I said who I wanted.
You want Weezy?
Nah, I said I wanted 50. That's what I said. He don't want no smoke, though.
Oh, Lord.
I called my man. He don't want no smoke. He ducking smoke. It's cool. Yeah.
To me, this makes more sense. The whole Weezy conversation should have never happened. This
is a better matchup.
This
I,
makes
I will
more
say that,
sense to
for
me.
Sure.
I would root for T.I. for this just because I probably know more T.I. than 50.
Well, we don't
but
want you on our side since you was hating the other day. So.
That's not hating. That's just being realistic.
We
have reality and we have delusion. I'm always going to be on the right side of history.
You're not. You're not, though. Especially with, you know who.
You can't even figure it out.
That train has left the station.
And that is a perfect soundbite for that.
I'm on the wrong side of history.
Oh, you're definitely on the wrong side of
How
history.
How am I on the wrong
right
side
there.
Of history?
Just the fact that you're still a Barb.
I never said
and
that.
And that, what? Stop, Deanna. Stop.
You asked me
stop.
Before.
Stop. Don't do that.
I told you that, is she the best female rapper in my eyes? Yes. Do
Somebody
I believe in...
Somebody told a lie one day.
Do I believe in her hopping in this politics and being best friends with Trump? Absolutely not.
You're a liar.
So, yeah.
I'm keeping my
eye
on
you. You done got this squash.
Nah, it ain't squash. Ain't nothing to squash. It's just now starting. That's what it is.
There you go. You see how the Monday's starting off.
That's right. It's lit.
It is.
It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
Over the weekend, not too busy, but man, we turned Aura out.
Yeah,
we got it in on Friday, D.
Major shout out to Get It and Stu, and of course, the big homie Brian B. Shining. That was our second time DJing together, which was really a fun experience, and the first time we ever did a club together. And the atmosphere, the energy, the Aquarius that was out, oh, they was kicking it. It was a section that had a flag with their friends on it.
I love that.
I thought that was so dope and cute.
Yeah, man. If you notice, like, just for listeners, not you necessarily, mm-hmm. but if you notice my style of DJing over the past 5 years or so, I've kind of transitioned out of club music
mm-hmm.
and into more R&B.
Yeah, your R&B bag, yeah.
Lounge, you know, mm-hmm. that type situation. Right. And I didn't know if I could hang with the YNs and the YBs, D. I didn't know if I could still
I told
hang
you,
with y'all.
It was going to be right, like, you know, just reworking that muscle you've been working on for the past... decade and that, you know, and a half, really.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. And then, that was our first time, but people was like, oh, we got good chemistry and all of that. Well, I mean, like, good chemistry is hard to find sometimes.
That's real.
You know, but you can only have that with a select number of people. So mm-hmm. that's why I love being with you, D.
Aww,
that's why
I
got my Hustle
too,
and Shine shirt on
Oh,
today.
You do? All right. Oh, I need that.
I'm cute today.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, I need that. I need one of those.
What else did you get into?
Honestly, after that, I laid down and went to sleep. I went out to eat with my sisters, and then that was it. Oh, I'm looking at TVs to buy.
Oh, Remember TV shopping is exciting for me. That's a man thing.
Well, yeah, come on. I need to look and shop again. I was going to settle for a 65, then I saw a 75-inch TV.
Just go and get a 100.
And exactly. I saw a 98-inch TV, and I said, why not? I didn't get it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Quickly, before we dip out, Super Bowl 60, I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, it was boring. It was whack. But yeah, look.
I enjoy Bad Bunny, but we're talking about the performance on the field.
So, I mean, just like nerdy football watchers like myself, y'all know it was a great defensive game, especially in the first half. People like Deanna, y'all want to see touchdowns scored and all of that. That's fine and everything.
What we put you in the league for?
To win Super Bowls. And that's what the Seahawks did.
Oh,
so,
brother.
Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, congrats to them.
Chiefs will be back at it next year, y'all.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Ha-ha, 103 Jam.
Today's song. Food tour.
Good job.
It's going down. Thank you. It's going down that exclusive Jerk D, 1128 West 103rd Street. Stop on in 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for that $5 special, Buster. Never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think I went last year. I believe I'm going again today, so.
Exclusive Jerk, that's what you're heading?
Yeah, they fire.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Brown and Crouppen for sponsoring the 33rd Annual Soul Food Tour again. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That $5 special is going down, man.
$5, Buster.
That's all you need. Again, 1128 West 103rd Street, exclusive Jerk. So, Wyandotte High School, I wish I went there. I wish this happened when I was in high school, low-key. Now, all jokes aside, they'll be closed to at least Friday, D, as mitigation, cleanup, and air testing continue in the building as a small fire caused the school to move to remote learning all of last week. So school officials said a small bucket caught fire in a utility closet on January 30th. And progress is being made to return students to school. But to keep the work moving, Wyandotte High School will remain closed through the 13th. And students, if you at Wyandotte, check your Canvas for any assignments from your teachers.
Yes, please.
Just because you're off school don't mean that your homework ain't due.
Right, you already got to look at it like you already in a win situation because you don't have to be in the classroom. So the least you can do is go ahead and make sure you get your work done.
That's right.
So let's send some love around the town. 816-900-4103. It's that time for you to shout out somebody. It could be somebody on your mind. Maybe you're trying to shoot your shot because Valentine's Day is, this weekend. Whatever it could be. You text us the name of a friend.
Bro, V-Day is on the Super Bowl next year.
You say what?
Valentine's Day and the Super Bowl next year? Same day.
See, he talking in that football. Girl. He's on that football lingo.
My bad.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with the next page. And I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
I know a dude that sounds just like YK Neese. Good morning, KCK. You up hustling and shining.
Point him out. 709 or your time is a high of 73. So you can start with a Jackie, but by the later in the day, you might not really need it because it's 34. Clear skies at Village West.
His name is Christopher Wallace, by the way. Sounds like YK Neese.
Biggie? Coogee down to the socks?
They both got this like
lazy eye.
They both have this nasally, like, rot.
That's crazy. That's kind of insane. He is weak.
You know what I'm talking about? You can hear it in the voice.
He does for sure.
She got it.
So you saying it sounds like you're like they breathe. They breathe with their mouth open.
Yes. That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it is.
That's what that is.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins. If you breathe it with your mouth, too, we love you.
Close it.
We thank you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. Whether it's through the app or whether it's through the traditional way, you're driving down 71, you're driving on 435, 35, and you got us tapped in on your radio. Thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to the cousins that's in that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. That was sent from Chef Taco. Shout out to Zaniah and Zane Moore Mama loves you. Shout out to Hustle and Shine in the morning. That was sent over from my cousin Carmenard. Always sending some love. We appreciate you so much. I hope you're having a great Monday. Rich Harris always hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. And then big shout out to his KC Rattlers. They're now 5-0.
Congratulations, man.
No, that's right. Y'all better get to the bag. And then on Facebook, we got some of our cousins that's been in the comments. Shout out to Stacey Davis. Of course, Carmenard has been in that comment section as well. Stacey McWilliams. And I know some other of our cousins will be tapping in later. And shout out to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
My dog!
And Stacey Davis. Hey, cousin.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently, it is 35. Clear skies at the landing. Coco Jones did her big one in her performance of Lift Every Voice and Sing at Super Bowl 60.
Let our rejoicing rise as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as a rolling sea.
Amen, amen, amen.
Tens all right. For Coco. Tens for Coco. And she, of course, with her her outfit, she paid homage to late great Whitney Houston.
I'm mad I didn't get to see it.
You missed it?
Lift every voice. Oh, okay.
So he wants to do his own version.
Till earth and heaven. Everybody can't say the Black National Anthem. I want to, and this is a lost art. I just want to shout out St. Stephen's Baptist Church because every single Sunday we will sing. The Black National Anthem. And that's how I've been knowing this song since I was like 4 or 5 years old. So, yeah, Charles Jones.
I didn't learn it till probably maybe, honestly, college.
I'm just glad you know it, D.
Yeah, for sure.
A song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song. And I mentioned that I didn't see Coco Jones because they played it so early.
Yeah, like I didn't know the game was on. I was like, wait. I looked up. I said, wait till the time.
Why would y'all do that early? That need to be by the national anthem.
Yeah, so.
Conversation for another day. Yeah, whatever.
Shout out to Coco Jones. Of course, congratulations in order to the Seattle Seahawks.
To victory is won.
In the between time of the game, Bad Bunny did his big one for the Super Bowl 60 halftime performance.
He sounded like Mayor Lucas when he was announcing Argentina coming to Kansas City, trying to be Boosie with his Spanish.
Buenos dias.
There it is.
Was you watching the Turning Point USA halftime show, or was you watching Bad Bunny?
Man, I was watching Bad Bunny. I don't know nothing about that, the Turning Point. But Bad Bunny, man, that was a good show, first of all. Well, never mind. I'm not going to get in trouble.
You're not going to get into it.
He brought a lot of honeys. He brought a lot of dances to this show. But I'm going to be good.
Let's get you off the air.
Right. Speaking about dancers, Jessica Alba and Cardi B were also a part of his dance entourage that he had. But then Chris Brown made a little post making it seem like he was like, it's clear they need me. And so.
They do.
I mean, let the man breathe. Look, let Bad Chris Bunny Brown have a moment.
Oh, yeah, that's true. For real.
It's distasteful for him to say it that quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
Two things can be true. Do people want to see him? I understand.
But if Chris Brown were to ever do a half, boy, it ain't gonna happen. I wish it would, but man, he would blow it away.
Yeah, it would be definitely interesting.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Back with us with another week talking all things KC is our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, a 20-year KCPD sergeant says he was pushed out of leadership role after reporting racism and age discrimination, Mayor Lucas, and that other officers and even supervisors regularly undermine his authority. Now, this is happening while KCPD is also dealing with a surprise budget cut after years of increases. So along with bookkeeping problems, KCPD seems to have more of a deep cultural issue inside the department. It's been going on for years. You sit on the police commissioner's board, Mayor Lucas. What's the message you're sending to KCPD leadership right now about retaliation, accountability, and a culture that clearly is not working?
Brian B. Shining for mayor. I mean, I'll be straight up, man. The issues that we are facing are both unsurprising. They have been predictable. I've been talking on this show for ages about the lawsuits that we're dealing with. And it's one thing to say that it's a one-off excessive force. We've got wrongful death issues. We have excessive force. We have wrongful convictions. And thank you for pointing out, we have probably a dozen or so employment matters in recent years, mainly from Black female and Black male officers and commanders who have reported concerns. So look, I'm not going to start trouble, get the department in trouble legally in this interview, other than to say this. We need to make sure that there's accountability. We need to make sure that there is not retaliation. And we need to make sure the Black officers who have given decades of their life, by the way, lest we be confused. Nobody wants to blow up the spot 20 years in when this is what your pension is. Nobody is looking for some way out. These are the sorts of things that we need to make sure we have an hospitable workplace for our employees, including at KCPD. It is possible to appreciate them, not call 911, back the blue, but make sure that there's accountability. And I think in too many regards, Kansas City has too often fallen short.
Mayor Lucas, you're about to unveil a multi-billion dollar budget on this Wednesday at City Hall. And anytime we hear that many commas, I'm going to be honest, folks get nervous. So before the big reveal, what's one thing in this budget that should make Kansas City and say, okay, I can breathe now?
You know what? We're taking care of everybody in the city. So I think an important place, you may not experience homelessness, but certainly as we come out of all this cold weather, we have millions of dollars more to help people get rental assistance, homelessness assistance, making sure people can get back into housing. I get asked all the time on those 0-degree days, -5, where are people going? We're going to make sure we have resources for that. We continue to invest mightily in making sure that we're fixing up these roads and potholes. As the weather gets nicer, I know it's going to be a problem. So that is some of what we're doing. Back to the basics, taking care of our budget, taking care of our city, particularly when we don't have a parade to plan. So we got a little extra money this year.
And time.
We're talking to our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Trump recently shared an AI video portraying Barack and Michelle Obama as monkeys. And let's be real, that's racism dressed up as a joke. And as a Black politician, Mayor Lucas, does this kind of ugliness ever make you want to step away from politics, or does it push you to stay in the fight even harder?
Pushes me to stay in the fight. You know how much they try to police what Black folks say compared to what this president is saying day in and day out? First, unabashed racism on the part of the president, who tried to blame it on others, but it posted it like 3 or 4 a.m. when he's the one who's got control of his phone and his account. It is shameful. It is the sort of thing that is so toxic you could have never expected to hear in America, and certainly you've never heard that from President Obama, or I'll say in fairness to them, any of our other presidents. So that's shameful. The other thing that I will note is this. I've had people over the years try to tell me to talk differently or to do this or that. One time on this very show, I mentioned COVID orders as it applied to Blue Springs versus somebody else. I had people in my mentions. I've had people years later saying something I said was inappropriate. This is ridiculous. We should try to be some of the best leaders in our country, not the worst. President Trump traffics in racism in policy, traffics in racism in speech, traffics in racism, it seems, each and every day, and certainly permits it. There's a reason they deleted that. But there's another reason why he posted it, and that is something in his heart that they need to try to address and cure. But I was ashamed and embarrassed as an American to see it. And this does encourage me to make sure that we fight the fools, fight the foolish arguments, fight the foolish viewpoints that try to hold our people down and laugh it off all as a joke.
Thank you for always holding Kansas City down, Mayor Lucas. Yes. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Stay well, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently, it is 31 sunny skies at Wyandotte Lake. Is there a such thing of being overprotective in a marriage? Well, rapper DeBrat and her wife, Judy, recall a time where Brat went into overprotective mode.
I know she ain't lying because she know how to find people, and I found that out. I was on the plane, and they had a guy in front of me. He turned around, and, you know, he was trying to flirt, and I said, well, I'm married. I don't think my wife would like us, you know. He said, well, if your wife ain't cool with it, it's still fine. And I told her. I was texting her, telling her. And she said, is he sitting to the left or to the right? And I was like, to the left, why? About 6 minutes later,
I knew her seat.
She sent me a picture. She said, is this him?
Yep. You ever, is that too much?
No, it ain't too much.
Because I mean,
protect what's yours.
crazy, though. That's a little crazy. I'm just saying that is a little, like, you're not on a plane and you find the information of the dude that's sitting next to her on the plane.
I like that. It's dedication.
Oh, my God.
What do you like?
Wow. I like that.
That's crazy. That's some crazy dedication.
Put a sock in it, Joffy. The boys in love.
That sounds like something off of Snapped or something. A Fatal Attraction.
What?
What she did.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, maybe.
Speaking about Fatal Attraction, on a serious note, according to ESPN, Atlanta Falcons player James Pierce Jr.
is terrible.
He was arrested after an alleged dispute involving his ex WNBA star Rekia Jackson. He was hit with several charges, including 2 counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, 1 count of aggravated stalking, aggravated battery of law enforcement officers, resisting an officer, and fleeing police officers. Now, according to Fox Sports host Pierce intentionally crashed his Lamborghini into Jackson's car multiple times to prevent her from going to the police.
Yeah, because that's going to do it.
And there was a clip that was about 2 weeks prior to this where he, like, ran upstairs to her and was like, I'm putting you on camera. I'm posting this tonight. And he was like, give me a kiss. And it already kind of, it matches what we're seeing now with these charges.
Yeah, and he had a lot of character concerns. It was a first-round pick in last year's draft. Yes, he had a ton of character concerns. So, you know, the Falcons knew about, you know, what he was about before this. So.
I've unfortunately said it before, and I'm going to have to say it again as we exit. You can't spell NFL without DV, and that's very unfortunate. But history continues to repeat itself.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. My note's getting better. Happy birthday to those artistic, quirky, and a little rebellious Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor, comedian, entertainer, and author Michael Collier. Sending over a major birthday shout out to our little niece from DD4L, the Dancing Dolls. Happy birthday to Sunjay. Happy heavenly birthday to R&B singer who was associated with the Delphonics. Happy heavenly birthday to Major Harris. Sending some birthday love to actress and recording artist who was known as Vanessa on the Bernie Mac show. Happy B-Day to Camille Wimbush. Sending over a birthday shout out to stand-up comedian who's also a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Happy birthday to Bruce Bruce. And last but not least, sending some birthday love to the heartthrob himself. Hi. The actor who's given us Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther, and so much more. Happy birthday to Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chrissy T, Christopher Johnson, and Najee Friends. Happy birthday, my dog, DJ Sleepy Beats, Lee Shay, and D Reckless. Happy birthday to the homie Rennie Wren, Zach Hinton, and Brandy Janice McDougal. Plus a big special happy birthday to my dog, Andrew Hoskins, and everybody else born on February 9th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Misha.
Hey, Misha. What you doing?
I just pulled over and talked to y'all. I was driving. I dropped my son off at school.
Okay.
I'm off today.
Okay.
Oh, I know you feeling good.
What flavor air freshener you got in your car?
From the car wash.
Oh, like whatever they give you. Oh,
okay, okay, just a regular. Yep. Okay, all right.
I thought she was going to say black ice.
As long as you got something. As long as it don't smell like house up in there.
Nah, it might smell like a little quiche or something, but my God. That's nothing wrong with this natural.
She sounds just like you told me it's natural.
Oh my gosh.
All right, cousin. We
no
got
panic, it's organic.
Look, yeah, that's what they all say.
It's vegan.
Here y'all go. It's gluten free. Look at it.
That's right. It is.
We got a chance to get you qualified for a luxury nightstay on the Country Club Plaza, dinner, breakfast, all that good stuff in the ultimate Valentine's Day experience. But in order to get qualified, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
Should know.
on.
Something in my heart.
Something in my heart.
Something in my heart.
Got me hooked on you.
But she said, hey, yeah.
Nobody on pitch or key, so we had to wrap that
That's
up.
Right.
Don't say nobody. I thought I did pretty good. We made it do what it do, cousins. Now your name is qualified to win that luxury night stay at the Country Club Plaza, dinner and breakfast for two, designer fragrances, fine chocolates, and roses. If you get that hookup, you got somebody in mind?
Hey, I do. It's a secret.
I know that's
it. I tell y'all.
You say, I'm keeping mine when I got ducked away.
Player to player, okay. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
It's Hustle and Shine in the morning. That's what I'm here for.
Duh.